This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Wednesday. It's a great day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And it's another podcast coming in your ear holes.
Yes! I love
that. Terrible. That's awful.
And who is it? It's good old KDM.
It's KDM.
Hey, guys, you know who that voice was. Well, many of you who, if you're on social media and THM it all, you might not know because you can't tell from her voice. You've seen her face, but you've never heard her voice. That's Katie McReynolds.
Good old Katie.
Here it is, people.
She did. We told her to do her best or her worst, Danny.
I put the bar real low.
I love it. It's like Danny, Mexicano Danny. Went a bit like deep south
and turned into a woman. Yeah. In a green dress.
I love it. Hey, put some sunshine on that couch.
Yeah.
It's usually, lately, of course, has had the downward moustache and the, you know, got some green dress going
on. It's nice
over
to
there.
Not see a moustache, but Danny, we'll miss Danny today. He is otherwise booked, you know. He's getting all that rich and famous Dan.
Yeah.
Medium Dan stuff. All the people want him.
Medium Dan? I think he's a 60 ounce.
60 ounce?
Yeah, it's a big sip. It's like Big Dan.
Oh, like, you know. Okay. Big Dan world. But hey, Katie, we're friends on Facebook. Never met.
We are. We're secret best friends.
Yeah, secret. But she's just such an incredible encouragement, I think, to our community. Serene, you don't know of her. You met Katie last night for the first time.
For the first time. And because I'm not plugged in. To the pulse of the world, right?
No.
But I tell you, I sat there at dinner last night and my jaw was open. I was just like, I was at the movies. I was entertained. Her facial expressions, her like she'd get on a roll and she'd say one joke and it was like, it would roll into a next. It's like,
well, it's
she'd
not
be,
a joke. It's just her Katie-isms. Yeah.
No, but I know that. But it was like she was doing a stand-up routine, but it was natural. It was so good. It was just like, I'm just like, this is a fun time.
So you better be funny today,
yeah,
right?
I know. Wow.
Serene just said you do stand-up.
I know. Good night of living. Here, again, put the bar real low.
No, but the reason we're having you here is because I think that you're an encourager, Katie. You, we're going to pull your story out of you today and we're going to try not to talk too much and actually hear from you because you got so much good stuff to say. I was so encouraged last night just at dinner.
Yeah. I'm taking my socks off, ready to shove them in my mouth. Yeah.
No, not yet. But it was so good because Katie has an incredible story, I think, of overcoming. And I think it's a relatable story. And I want to hear it today. I want you guys to hear it. And I want to sort of, those of you out there that are on Facebook and you see this Katie person, she's always just like got her cute face on a post and she'll be like crusty mascara and like her house is falling down around her. But she's like, we got this, mamas. We got this. And so many people said to me today that they heard you're going to be in the party. They said, make her say bless.
Bless.
Yeah, because that's her like signature tagline. So I think people want to, like, they see your face and they see all these posts saying, come on, mamas, we can do this despite the chaos of life, right? Because we're all busy and all our lives are crazy, crazy, crazy. And yet you have been an overcomer. You're not perfect every day. You're far from it.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes you're a bit of a mess, like we all are, but...
No, she looks pretty perfect in that little green dress over there. What you talking about, Willis?
No, but I mean, she's not all about perfection and being like a little T's, cross, I's dotted, trim, healthy mama, where I always do right and never do wrong.
Right. I never eat like fistfuls of nuts at like 9:30 at night in bed,
never.
Watching Law and Order with my husband. Like that super never happens.
But, okay, so I was saying to Katie last night, you know, I didn't realize, but you've been a trim, healthy mama from pretty much from the beginning almost. And I didn't know because you weren't on social media till like a year ago and you just suddenly turned up on the scene and here was this face. And at the time you turned up, you were struggling and we're going to tell that story soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And can I just interrupt?
Yeah, please.
I just have to say, because like I met her for the first time yesterday, I'm hearing about you like for the first time kind of thing. I mean, Pearl said there's this amazing, awesome encourager, and she's like, you know, everybody loves her. And Esther, my daughter-in-law, has come over and said, yeah, I've heard that Katie Reynolds is coming into town.
Yeah, you're almost a bigger attraction than we are, because Rashida was like, do you know Katie's coming?
Oh, my mercy.
Yeah, no, literally.
Katie's coming.
So you said last night, supper, bucket list supper or whatever you said to us, which is so hilarious.
I know,
right?
I bought a shirt, by the way.
Well, it's just so hilarious, but it's so funny because when I walked in last night from coming home from supper with you, I was like attacked, like, oh, tell me. Like, you know, my son, Esther's husband, had stayed behind to like get the scoop to tell Esther because it's like,
that is precious.
Yes, because she loves you so much. And it's like you were... They couldn't believe that we got to hang with Katie.
Yeah, like they don't understand that when people want to meet us, no. Like, why would they want to do that? But Katie, yeah. Yes, Leslie Poppins.
You guys, Serena and Pearl, got to have dinner with Katie.
Yeah.
You know, Katie's post got 4.7K likes.
Yeah.
Your post, Pearl, got 2.5K.
Exactly.
Oh, my mercy. But if we look, though, my post had y'all's faces.
No.
Smiling so majestically at the camera.
No, but come on. Some of us has a gift, all right? You have
yes.
a gift. And so where the yes. gift is, God, don't make no junk of gifts, Katie.
I know.
And I said to Serene on the way, she's like, so tell me about this girl, Katie. You know, Serene's a know-nothing about Facebook.
Yeah, I'm a know-nothing.
And I'm like, oh, Serene, all you have to know is that I'll post and I'm like, on a good day, I might get 1,000 likes and I'm like the author, you know? Katie's, you know, she's way beyond me.
Oh, this one's
you connect.
That's what my son said when I got in last night. He's like telling my husband, Sam, he's like, no, Dad, she's more famous than Pearl.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's more famous than Pearl. It's got to be like a Facebook like algorithm
it's
glitch
like this,
or
Pearl.
Something.
No, like, then like, he lifts up his fingers and he's like, and then there's Katie.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know where I was, like
oh
down the
gosh.
Bottom on the carpet somewhere.
You didn't make it onto the spectrum.
You didn't even make it on the hand. But don't worry. I'm hearing her voice in the background say, don't worry, girl, we got this.
Yeah.
And I feel okay even though I'm on the carpet. I got this.
Oh, you man.
Still live life.
So tell us, so about a year ago, maybe a little past that, there's this post and it started, I don't know, maybe it started you off, but it was about peeing or something. But anyway,
yes.
you came on
peeing
the scene.
Is
and,
a great yes. place to start.
I'm all about the bodily functions.
But
I
you
mean,
were already a trim. Let's go from the beginning. Katie, let's start at the very beginning.
Oh, my mercy.
On your Trim Healthy Mama journey.
Oh, she's got the dress like we just made it from the curtains.
See? Yes. That's the dress they made from the curtains
there
on Sound of Music.
Green. It did not come from Amazon for $16. It came straight from the Sound of Music.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. So I feel like if to really get the part of my overcoming story or that chapter, I feel like we have to go back to the
Let's
beginning
do it.
Of when I really found Trim Healthy Mama, which was, you know, a million billion years ago. Probably 2014.
Mm.
Yeah. My youngest son was
2000 BC.
That's why you're not on the hand thing yet.
My youngest son was not quite a year old. And I had, my husband and I, we had 3 kids in 3 years. We were real efficient. I mean, we got that down pat. And it took us a while to get pregnant with our first child, with my son, Luke. And so we just kind of assumed that since we had tried for almost a year to get pregnant, it was going to take a while. But then it super didn't. it super didn't. And so, like I said, we were really... really efficient. By the time we had Nathan, when we told people we were pregnant, they were just like, again? All right. Their eyes kind of got real big. Like, oh, wow. A third one already. So my body had just done some amazing, wonderful things for a lot of years in a row. And Nathan, my youngest, weaning, I really went on like just an emotional roller coaster. I mean, I was feeling very disconnected, very anxious, a lot of like short fuse, like mood swings, a lot of like crying for no reason. You know, I would have this little logical part of my brain that would be like, Katie, this is really not that big of a deal. You should not be sobbing in your van while your kids nap. Like, maybe you should try to like get a hold of yourself. But it wasn't enough to ever make me really be able to like get myself out of it. I just knew enough to know that I should not be feeling this way. So I did, like every other good girl in just mainstream America, I called my OB and just said, like, I just don't feel real great right now. Is there anything that you can think of or like advice to give? And her nurse called me back and she was like, oh, you know, she can see you in about 6 weeks. And normally for moms that are feeling this way, you know, she can prescribe some anti-anxiety medication or like help you with some like antidepressants. And I'm not here to say that mm-hmm. those are not things that people need. I'm not here to, you know, I'm not speaking your story. I'm speaking my story. And for me, that just felt like a really big step. It was not something that I wanted to pursue. I just felt really, even I guess, more discouraged, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I kept the appointment. I made the appointment and just kind of resigned myself to like, well, you know, I guess this is just going to be like what it's going to be like. And sometime after that, I saw like the recipe for the shrinker. That was like my gateway drug into Trim Healthy Mama. that was my gateway drug. And the link took me to y'all's video, which was amazing, amazing. This was back before y'all had like, we had products and all that good stuff.
Yeah, we didn't have anything.
You were like, it was the Wild Wild West of like ordering stuff on Amazon. Yes, you know? Right. So
we would send you all over the planet to buy food.
I was like, yeah, right, exactly. I was like hitting Winn-Dixie, hitting, you know, Walmart, calling my mom. Mom, can you look in yours? So I immediately watched y'all's video, ordered all the ingredients for the shrinker. Like it was going to be this like magic potion that I was going to drink. It was like the elixir of youth, right? Yeah. So that really opened the door to a lot of y'all's other videos and the website. And the more I started reading, the more my brain was just like, yes, this makes so much sense. It's not like a...
Did you get the big book?
Oh, I got the big book. A friend of mine had the big book. Like this was back in all we had was the big book days.
Yeah.
And she loaned me her big book and I just devoured it. I loved it. I wish it had been mine so I could have like written in it and like post-it noted in it, but I didn't because it was not mine. I treated it well.
Yeah.
But I just devoured it. And I said, well, I mean, I've got 6 weeks to kill before I go to my doctor. Let's just see, you know, let's just see what balancing your blood sugar will do. And so I tried it. Sorry, Serena. I didn't jump in with both feet like whole hog.
Oh no!
I started with breakfast.
Grace.
And I started with breakfasts, and then I got those down pat for
like
a week.
Put up with Pearl,
and then
like doing drive through soonest. I've got Grace for you.
I appreciate that. Warms my heart. I did breakfast for like a week. Figured out lunches. Figured out snacks, smoothies. That was pre Yuck Yums.
Yeah,
pre Yuck Yums. And then I did suppers like last of all. But I mean, it took me probably 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks to really get myself on plan. And y'all, I'm serious. It was amazing how much better my body felt. I was probably like at the 3 week mark of no longer eating cookies while my kids were taking naps every day. I just canceled my appointment. I was like, I feel great. I have not cried in... how many days? It was amazing.
So it was blood sugar.
I just could not imagine how much my body was going to respond positively to balancing your blood sugar, anchoring your meals with protein, eliminating sugar from my diet. Because before Trim Healthy Mama, I was the good Southern muffins with white flour.
You had all the food to match your accent.
I really was. gravy with everything.
Yeah. But you didn't have a huge weight problem though, right?
No, not really. Not really. Like I said, you know, I was weaning Nathan. And so those last like 10 pounds.
Yes.
I mean, they really fell off.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it just wasn't any effort. Definitely not any exercise. That didn't come till later.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I mean, it's like my health, I just felt so good so quickly. And so I loved it. I was like team Trim Healthy Mama and probably really celebrated my health like that for years, you know, years. I can remember.
But I didn't know. None of us knew of you because you
I had taken a break from social media. My kids were real young.
Yeah, so you just chose your season not to be on.
Yeah, I was there. I was just kind of there. In the background.
Right. You said you once a member site got on, you were on there.
And I'm in the background, guys, just so you know. I'm on the floor eating my yuck gum.
She is actually eating your yuck gum.
Yeah. And it was really good. So everything, I mean, I felt great, like really good. And then probably like 2019, like maybe 2 years ago, I just noticed that I was just kind of slowing down. I had been doing my work-in exercises, which, shameless plug, if you have had children and have lost your bladder control, please, just spend, how much are they? Like $70, $60?
$59, yeah.
Okay.
For the kit.
Just
unless you do the streaming, which, yeah.
Yeah, or the digital. That's really like affordable.
$15.
Save your pennies. Just save your little nickels every week. Buy the work-ins. Because they will change your pelvic floor and they will change your life. So, I'm sorry, I totally chased that.
No, but that wasn't that one of your first posts about
that
peeing?
That was my very first post. Oh, was like, listen,
you can't
virus.
Come here without doing a rabbit trail.
You were saying that you because like we've all had babies, right? And I've had little instances, but
it was awful.
You said your peeing was very bad.
Oh my mercy, like. Trying to unload groceries was the most humbling experience ever. I had a van, and so they were kind of in that well. So you had to really kind of like lift it up. And it was just, bless it. It was not attractive. I had a lot happening. Oh, my mercy. My family's going to listen to this.
It's all good, mate. We'll bless it.
It has been blessed.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
There are women that are listening to this that are like, yes, I know, girl. I know. You sneeze and you're not like properly in a situated place. And there's going to be some humbling that's going to happen. And that was probably like my very first post was just about how we had a stomach virus like ravage our house. And I was able to just puke with all of the vengeance with everyone and nary a sprinkle was seen. It was amazing. So
How long did but this is total rabbit trail. But this is very interesting to me because so many women have this after childbirth.
No. Some people before childbirth, teenagers have it.
Yeah.
It's just where they're just not in alignment. But
how long did it take you after doing the work-ins? Was it a solid year of work-ins?
No. I would say probably 6 weeks it really took.
Mercy mercy no. Mercy no is more than a no.
Yes, it's more than a no. It's a heavens no.
Yeah, heavens no.
Honestly, like 6 weeks. And maybe
that might not be for everybody, but still.
Goodness, I got yuck yum.
But she's sucking the yuck yum off her shirt.
I'm so glad I was here for that. really glad.
Hey, we're talking about puking all over the place and nary a sprinkle. I can suck the yuck yum off my shirt. I'm in the
She's
right
not
company.
Wrong. So, I mean, honestly, probably 6 weeks. And mm-hmm. I mean, I started my work-ins as like a woman that had muscles made of jello. Like, I watched the little like,
doesn't she look tight toned, little fitty. I love Elle Workins. Looking at her, I'm proud of Elle Workins.
I'm telling you, they're amazing. But when I started, it was like,
Fitty green dress. It's a real name. Fitty green dress.
Yes.
Fitty green dress.
No, fitty. Fitty green dress.
You got to do it with
Amazon.
A DDY.
Yeah.
Fitty. For fun. Fitty green dress.
Oh, that's
good.
Well,
I love it. I'll wear it every day.
Fitty green. So let's go back to you arrived on the set. You weren't feeling good. You did so great. Yeah. And then suddenly things went.
Yeah, I felt so great. And then because I felt myself slowing down. That's what took us. Circling back.
Yeah, Lizzie's coming.
I feel like I have a rookie question. There might be like rookies out there. Like what was your diet and life? Did you think you were kind of being healthy, but you just didn't know, like orange juice and
you, like no one owned my fitness pal like I owned my fitness
really
pal.
Even
I
though,
really thought this was a short-term healthy mama. I really thought that if I just, because remember, I don't know if there's a lot of nursing mamas that used to use my fitness pal, they used to give you free calories for breastfeeding. So it's like I could just tippity type that in there and they would give me like 500 calories a day. Like negative calories. And I just thought that I could use those to eat like cake mix cookies or like Oreos at night because, I mean, they were negative calories and I was nursing. And so I could have that.
But when you look at your whole diet, what you thought of your diet, you didn't think it was bad at the time.
I mean,
just thought you ate some sugar.
Secret night snacking or while the kids would like be napping. I wasn't like hoovering in like McDonald's every day.
Hey, gravy and biscuits?
I mean, homemade?
That's the stuff of
I thought that since I was making it at my house, little farm fresh tests.
Yeah.
Like a little, you know, I just felt like since I was stirring the bowl for my muffins, like surely that white flour and sugar in there isn't detrimental to my health because I made it in my own kitchen. I didn't buy it at the store.
Yeah. Right.
You sort of track calories. So that's why you were only 10 pounds up. Then.
Yeah.
Right.
So I was doing my fitness pal and that's how I was managing, my health because, you know, I just thought if I had this many calories in and then I had exercise, like I would put in like cardio, 20 minutes of light vacuuming, negative 17 calories. Like it was not pretty at all. But that was before, I started Trim Healthy Mama. But when I started the work-ins, I was not physically fit. I watched that little intro video and like sweet Serene, like bless her over there. She's like, now, you know, if you're reasonably fit, you can start with steady fit. The gentle fit is for our more mature mamas or mamas post-childbirth. And so I'm thinking like, my baby's 4 years old. I'll start on steady fit. I've never been more humbled in my life, ever. I've never pressed like pause and gone to like the menu function to go back to gentle fit so quickly. Like, oh my mercy.
Are you a steady fit now, girl?
Yes. Not during lungies.
Lungies.
No, that when lungies comes around.
Girl even says hates the lungies.
I pretend it never existed from the first time that we did it. And then I decided, no, Pearl, you're a girl that can do lungies. Yeah. So I did. I did them once. And now I just pretend they don't exist anymore.
The
other ones
them,
are my besties.
Oh, no. It's sanctifying. When I see that it's coming up in the rotation, I already get a bad attitude. It's like, I'm like, oh, tomorrow is lungies. But then it's like, you just feel so free when you do it. And you're like, I don't have to do that again for 8 more workouts. But I noticed that, you know, I was doing my work-ins and I had done them consistently, but I was slowing down. They were harder. Yeah. I didn't have as much energy. I felt tired all the time. My weight had started to creep up, even though I was staying on plan. My weight was really starting to creep up, and I hadn't really changed my diet. You know, I mean, it's like I had been a Trim Healthy Mama for all these years, and you know, I wasn't having, you know, Popeyes or anything like that.
This was your, and I'm probably shoving my voice in too quick because you're coming to this, but this was your tweaking it for you.
Yes. This was just like,
when Trim Healthy Mama, like we said, yes, we celebrate carbohydrates, but we were all kind of stuck in a bit of an S rut.
Oh, I loved some cheese.
As a Trim Healthy team, we were just, because we'd come out of such blood sugar chaos.
Yeah, and some of us more than others.
Yes.
We did the ease because we had to, right?
Yes. Yeah, I did it so that I could like tick the box.
Get back to the
cream. So looking back, you were telling us last night that it was more of just like not enough to rev that
metabolism. I mean, it was basically like dirty keto with an apple. Yeah. You know, like I would eat a piece of fruit and be like, look at me, I got my email. You know, and I never had a fuel pole because those were just made for sadness and disappointment. You know, like, oh, my mercy. But I only knew then, like, oh, I love a fuel pole. Yeah. Like, they're my favorites now. Mm.
We're going to hear about some of those coming up.
So, yes.
They are so delicious. And I literally was so sad one day when Pearl said I had to stop eating them when I was nursing around the clock.
Right.
And it was a
stage. Even now I won't let you, baby.
It was a stage when we were like, you know, like coming up with more FP for different mm-hmm. for different seasons of people's lives. And they're so delicious. I was hooked. And it felt like I was just like totally given the dismal like boot. I couldn't be part of the FP team. That's how yummy they can be.
They can.
Those yuck yums, man, Serene, like, that's your spiritual gift.
Yeah. I mean, they're amazing. You tasted my gross one today, my yuck yuck, and you even liked my yuck yuck.
It was delicious. That was really good. Yes, I was chewing on things. That was surprising, but it was delicious.
Rabbit Trail, Serene, let's get back to, we haven't discussed.
Good. Big sister.
You why you were feeling, we don't know the answer.
So yeah,
our
I don't know why, right?
Don't know why.
I'm just getting tired all the time. I can't do my work-ins. My hair starts falling out. I mean, I'm telling you, if you ever want to check the vanity in your heart, slowly gain 30 pounds and lose your hair. Like that will check all of
so
the humility.
So that was 30 pounds gained while you thought you would,
oh,
while you
mercy.
Were doing all the same things you used
to do. I mean,
I
just felt like I was just keeping on, keeping on. Like, I'm like, I just don't understand why. Why is this happening? And none of my clothes fit anymore. And, you know, my hair was not looking amazing. And so I didn't know what was happening. I was like, you know, I was probably 35 at that point. I was 35. You know, am I going through
KDM
like
KDM looks 24 just
like
so you know.
She does. She looks 24, everybody.
Yeah.
I
don't know what you see on the screen, but in real life she looks 24.
So it's the beach.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what was happening. I just knew that I just wasn't feeling good. And so I called my doctor, and so of course went in and they ran blood work on all the things. And a couple of weeks later, the nurse calls me back and she's like, guess what? Your hormones are great. Your hormones are great, like your testosterone and your estrogen and all of your good things are good, but your TSH is really high. Your TSH is really high. And so that means that you have hypothyroidism. And I was like, okay, I'm going to need you to spell that. I had never heard of that before. And so the medical side, and I want to be very careful about what I say because I get a lot of questions.
Yeah, you be careful because I'm not, and that's good.
I get a lot,
the both of us.
I never realized how many women that this affects.
But don't get too scared because we've got Big Sister Pearl and we've got the Belle Leslie. And so
that's
if you get too close to not being careful, you'll get dinged.
So I had never really heard of it. I didn't really know what it meant. And I put it in the Google and that was real discouraging. I mean, but when you put it in the Google, you're like, yes, I feel that way. Oh, I feel that way too. Yes, yes. That's it. There it is. Oh, my goodness.
You guys, if you were here, she speaks with her hands, say, like, it is a show.
No,
it's
it was like the
show.
Wild West gunslinging, you know?
Well, oh, it's like
yes, each gun was coming up.
That's why I recorded a little bit of it before, but she wasn't as handsy then. She's
so,
handsy now.
Because I warmed up.
Yeah.
I stretched it out a little bit. So I was so glad and grateful to know that, first of all, I wasn't crazy. You know, there was a reason that I wasn't feeling well and that I wasn't feeling healthy. And then that's when you start finding out, like, through the woodwork. You're like, oh, your great aunt Geraldine had a broken thyroid. And, you know, old Uncle Eustace, he also struggled with it. And you would just hear, like, through the woodwork, as soon as you talked about, oh, yeah, they said that my thyroid was feeling a little sluggish. Oh, yeah, that's me too. Girl, yes, I've been on medication for the last 37 years. And then you look at the people that are talking to you about it that are still following the standard American diet. And basically what my doctor told me was, like, we're going to give you this pill and it's not going to make your thyroid any better. It's not going to make you feel any better, but you're just going to take it. And this, it just is what it is, basically. Like, this is just going to be your new normal. Enjoy a daily 2 p.m. pass out nap with your kids while they watch Curious George. Like, this is just going to be like, it just is what it is. And so a lot of people, as I'm talking to them and realizing that, like, wow, this really affects a lot more people than I thought. I'm really not that special. I realized there had to be something better. Like, surely if I can have already healed my body and already found success in healing foods, it can surely happen again. Mm. This does not have to be my new normal, yes. You know? And so I just kind of decided, I was telling y'all last night that, you know, I just, the only thing I'm going to label in my life now are freezer bags. Like, I'm not.
I loved it. That was the best parts of last night.
I'm not going to wear that.
Can I put
that
it on my fridge? And I'll put your name, Katie M, on the bottom of it so people will know I didn't plagiarize. But I just want that quote on my fridge.
Yes, you may. You may. And honestly, I don't even really label on my freezer bags. I have a lot of brown stuff in my freezer.
Yeah, me too. I don't even know what it is.
Well, at least it's not a placenta. I have to worry about that.
There we go. No, we do not. That one's not in my freezer.
Well, hey, not that we were going to eat or anything gross, but just a quick rabbit trail to explain.
Yeah.
But I wasn't planning on capsulizing and eating it. Not putting you down if you do that. People do that. And it's great.
They do.
But it just wasn't for me. But my mom wanted to put it under a tree that we were going to buy for some baby. But we never brought the tree. So it kept being in there. But the terrible thing is every Sunday night, this is a season where my husband and I had moved back and we're living with our parents while we're saving money for land. But every Sunday night we had scones, jam and cream, and mum would make the jam and she would like thaw out the berries.
No.
Okay. That she'd pick from blueberry and blackberry picking.
No.
Every Sunday night we would half thaw out that placenta because it wasn't labeled and it looked like berry mush.
That is the only thing you need to label in your life. So your freezer bag.
So then you put it back in because, that's the placenta.
Oh, that's got to be for the tree one day.
Yeah, we don't need that. That's really funny.
Where were we? The only thing you're going to label is...
The only thing I'm going to label in my life is a freezer bag. And not even that consistently. And I just decided that I was going to do better. Being on the social media pages at that point, that's what really brought me back to social media. When the doctor called to tell me the results of my blood work, I was like, well, I've got to find help. And so I didn't have a social media like account or profile. So I joined the membership page. And that was an amazing asset. There were so many videos and interviews and things to read. I just really soaked it up. And it was an amazing community. That's where I met Esther.
Yeah.
Yay. And Connie.
Oh, I love Mama.
Esther Edmund.
Esther Edmund.
She's brilliant.
She's a precious angel. And Mama Connie. She's on my Christmas card list. Yes. If I ever make Christmas cards, like those two girls
I'm
are
so
at the top
glad
of the
you
list.
Don't make Christmas cards either.
No. Yeah, but it's just they go to list.
I
anyway.
Don't even label my freezer bags. I definitely don't send out Christmas cards. So I found
that I was beginning
community.
To like you, and I couldn't like you
if
you were more
worry.
Organized than me. And
no, please don't worry. I definitely don't send out Christmas cards. So I found that community, and that was amazing, just absolutely amazing. But I wanted like more of a connection. Mm-hmm. I wanted more support, and so that's when I decided to go back to the Facebook, make a profile, join the page. And
the group, large group, the True Healthy Mama group.
Like, shameless plug, also there's a group for like thyroid support.
Oh yeah.
That sort of thing. There's a group for everything.
There's a THM group for everything.
Yeah, there really is. And they're amazing.
But this is when you first turned up on the scene. You were like 30 pounds up and you were like, come on, girls, we got this, right? But you sort of had we got it, but it was almost a question mark.
Yeah,
it was like I'm struggling.
Yeah, like the struggle bus, like we got it. Like the engine was choking and I was just, we were going to get there. We were going to arrive together bleeding and bruised, but we were going to triumph. Mm-hmm. And so through like the Trim Healthy Mama, through that, through those groups and through that support, I met so many amazing coaches, and I could never mention them all by name because they're all so amazing. Mm. But they, I was able to participate. They have like a lot of free groups, you know.
So you did all the free ones.
So yeah. So, you yeah, know, I was able to great. Do some, I was able to do some groups with some coaches and do like a fuel cycle with some coaches and things like that. And just learned a lot. And that's when y'all were really starting to really encourage carbs again. Mm-hmm. And so it just sort of happened that like y'all season of like potatoes and like my season of adrenal support just sort of like came together. And
I love you were telling us last night, you probably get to it, but I just want to shove it in here just in case. I love how you said, if I go through a day and don't get two emails in, I'm going crazy. Oh, what did you say? You said it's just not good Katie day.
No, it is like a bad mom day. Like,
yeah.
Like Matt, my husband just needs to like tuck me in with some mango, a little collagen coffee. Like, I love you so much. Go have this snack. We'll see. You know, like
a little serotonin. Carbs.
Yeah. I'm telling you, carbs. I mean, really fundamentally, the biggest things that changed for me, tweaking my Trim Healthy Mama like plan and lifestyle, healing my adrenals, was cutting out dairy. I know that there were probably a lot of girls that heard me just say that.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's all right.
Phones go off here.
There's my bell.
She's so excited to get a bell.
I finally got bells.
She can get a t-shirt printed.
Yeah, yes,
I got a belt.
She did. She sassed me. Did at the cafe.
You haven't been nobody until you've been sassed by Leslie.
I'm telling you, my bucket list is just, I mean, I'm checking them all off. Checking them all off.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
I know that there were probably a lot of girls that just heard me say that I really cut out dairy ruthlessly. I mean, that probably put a lot of sadness in some girls' hearts, because it put sadness in my heart. I loved cheese. I loved cheese.
And you're not saying that other people in their right season or other people different things, but people have got to tweak it, and they got to be truthful and honest with themselves.
But hold on. When you say you cut out dairy, I think you're saying, and let me specify here, because I've watched
you. Do you do yuck yums?
You know, do.
Kefir, so I came back. Okay. Like I cut it out. Like I went for a season and like cut it out.
Yes.
And then as I have felt better, I have reintroduced more like yuck yum is probably the only like consistent dairy that I have.
Yeah, that's me too.
Which the cultured kefir, yes.
Yes, but and like gone are the days of like my supper cream cheese topped casserole.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't had cheese in like 7 years.
Yeah. I switched the half and half in my coffee to cashew milk.
Yeah,
game changer.
That's right.
Like game changer. Yeah. That was like my last holdout. Like I was like dairy free, hardcore, don't touch my coffee.
Yeah.
That was like my sacred cow.
And anyone
like,
who follows you know that you drink a lot of coffee.
Oh, so much of it. I'm a big fan of coffee.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, even just tweaking that last like tablespoon of half and half, like maybe two or three times a day, was phenomenal.
And can
phenomenal.
I just tell you about that? A little bit of encouragement to people. The first time you switch, whether you choose Katie Reynolds cashew milk or whether you do nut pods like me or whatever you switch to, don't think you're going to like it straight away. It's like when people switch from honey to stevia, they just wanted to like hate stevia for the rest of your life, but give your taste buds time.
Yeah.
Could you imagine your coffee any other way now that you love it?
Like I could never go back, honestly. Yeah. But, honestly.
And I think what we're saying here too is, you know, and you're going to round it out and we're all going to, you know, come to this really great destination, but I do want to put something in here to do moral of the story right now is, you know, you said to us last night, I feel like I've found Trim Healthy Mama twice. The first time saved me and the second time saved me, but it's seasonal, right? It's whatever your season is.
It is.
And some people are listening right now, they're newbies. You don't have to cut out your half and half.
Oh, mercy,
you know,
no.
You know, this is just for when your body tells you, no, different season for me, thanks.
Yeah, if you have been like rocking Trim Healthy Mama like I did, and if you are noticing that your body is talking to you and your body is saying like, sis, let's pump the brakes a little. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
And it's like Pearl with her season with menopause.
Mm-hmm.
It's the trim healthy mama you have always done is not the trim healthy mama you do now.
No.
It's exciting. It's new season.
I love it. I look back and think about, you know, the things that I was eating when I started Trim Healthy Mama compared to like the things that I'm eating now.
Yes.
It would have petrified me to know back at the beginning of my journey, I would eat like zucchini for breakfast. I would have been like, there is no way.
Yes.
Vegetables are for lunch and supper. Vegetables do not come into play at breakfast. And now if you tried to cook me 2 eggs and did not fill the rest of my plate full of zucchini, I would be angry with you, legitimately angry, because I would miss it so much.
Yes.
So if you hear me say like, Katie cut out dairy, I could never cut out dairy. It's like, no, sis, that's all right. You might not need to.
Yeah.
But if you're hitting a speed bump or if you're spinning your wheels, you know, give it a shot and just see. It's not for forever.
No, it's not. And then you can figure out which dairy is the best for you, and you can be very intentional about it. When I hit menopause, I realized all you know, I don't do well with heavy S, which is a lot of cream cheese and a lot of all that stuff.
And see, and the dairy we're talking about too is pasteurized.
True.
Very, very.
Yes. But even butter, I used to thrive on, and I'm still about butter.
I used to eat so much butter.
I don't. Mm. I'm intentional about it now. I just, you know, when our first book, we were like, oh, I love me some butter. Well, great. Butter's good. It's full of CLAs. It's full of iodine, actually. It's got some good health things, but I don't need near as much as I used to now.
Right. There's different seasons.
There's different seasons. Mm-hmm. I'm incorporating more of other things. Yeah. I'm pulling back on other things, but we don't call them bad.
No.
We just call them not
and,
quite
and you
for
can
my
jump
season.
Back and forth the seasons, because I remember like getting so excited about all the tweaks Pearl was doing for her premenopausal. You were like starting to switch out for your new great season. And I was like, oh, I feel left out. Let me try those things too. Let me try that thing you're eating. And so I was. But then when I got pregnant the last time, all of a sudden it was like, where's the Gouda? No more egg whites. I want the yolks. It's like my body told me, go back,
exactly.
Go back.
And I think that is what I have just come to realize that is so sustainable for Trim Healthy Mama.
Mm.
It's like literally anyone in any season or stage of their life can find like a little pocket of Trim Healthy Mama that is just going to bless their health and bless their life. You know, if your body does great with nuts and cheese and pasteurized dairy, then like sprinkle it on, slather that butter on. That's amazing and be blessed for it. But for me, I've realized that there are other things that I can use to treat my body instead.
And I love how Happy Green Dress Lady was also knew how to live. Because last night we were at the restaurant and it was a Mediterranean salad. And she asked for some goat's cheese in replacement for the feta because it's yummy, right? Creamier and delicious. And they didn't do a light sprinkle.
It was a mountain.
It was like 2 punnets.
I was like, oh my mercy, that's like 27 ounces of cheese.
She blessed that cheese. She didn't bless the croutons.
No,
she said anything not blessed was going to choke her. So she took all those croutons off. But that cheese was blessed. She ate every single little speck of it.
I almost licked the bowl. It was amazing because I just knew I don't eat that every single night of my life. You know,
but I feel a big affinity with you because you know you do posts where you're like, I'm a volume eater. See, I'm a volume eater, and that's why I love including so many veggies or huge salads that people look at me like my husband looks at me. He's like, you're gonna eat all that? Like an You know, he'll have his dense foods and just less of them. But I'm like with all these filling foods and it's just so much. It looks like I'm a Miss Piggy. But I saw you do it last night. I'm like, come on, Green Dress.
I'm telling you.
Look how trim and little she is. And she eats so much.
She was talking about it the whole way home. I love Katie and I love how much she can eat.
Oh, my.
I did. It blessed me.
I'm telling you, it's like if I don't have a non-starchy on my plate, I feel incomplete.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel lacking.
Less.
And I just feel like, there we go.
Serene's got it now.
Bless it. I feel like that is the joy of Trim Healthy Mama. You know, before I came to Trim Healthy Mama, when I was doing my like my Fitness Pal little calorie counting, there was not a lot of joy in that. There was not a lot of volume. And there was not a lot of joy. And I feel like one of the beautiful things about Trim Healthy Mama is that we can celebrate volume.
Yes.
We can celebrate a big salad. We can celebrate really enjoying the act of eating and enjoying the act of preparing a meal and sitting down with your family to enjoy it instead of like, oh my goodness, this canned drink mix shake is so satisfying. I'm not at all bitter and angry that I have to drink this to lose weight. It's like, no, I get a quart of smoothie amazingness. And it's a, I mean, it's such a fundamental shift, I think.
Yes. And Pearl's PPP, it could take 2 years to eat if you're not used to it. Talk about your husband. That was the funniest thing. Last night, she's like, I make PPP, was it PPP? For both me and my husband, we make double quantities and we split it. And she was like, you have to say it.
You got to say it the way you said it. Because it was really Katie-isms. What did you say?
Oh, it's like, that's pressure now. I mean, I can make it, right? And so like, I'll have half and then I'll make a bowl that has half for my husband. And if he's working from home, you know, I'll like knock on the door, you know, like little, here's your little breakfast. I love you so much. Thank you for working so hard for our family. And so I'll bring it to him and I will have that thing done and dusted. And Matt will come out at like 10:45 with like a half a bowl of PPP cold left over, still eating it. I'm like, that is disrespectful. First of all, you eat her when she's warm and delicious. You don't leave her out to dry and send her out to pasture and wait for her to get cold and lumpy. And he's just still eating like, no, it's good like this. No, I like it. It's still fine. I'm like, oh, hurts my heart to see him do that. But it will. It'll take that man. Bless that man. So it'll take him forever to eat it.
You know, so it's a really about a year ago where you were faced with this thing, you know, my thyroid, maybe I'm being told, oh, I'll struggle the rest of my life, you know, and, you know, I see you sitting here now and you're very trim. I mean, I said to you last night, you're not trying to lose more weight, are you, Katie? And you're like, no.
Oh, no. I am. The battery's broken our scale.
Yeah,
like
so you don't
2 months
do a
ago.
Scale, no.
Who cares?
And it's been like the most freeing experience ever. I got on there one morning and it just said low. I was like, oh, how affirming. Thank you.
Is that what happens when they break?
Yeah, the battery is low. It just said low. I'm like, oh, yes,
but
thank you.
Okay, so those 30 pounds, but it wasn't, it took a year, right?
I mean, it did. It was not, you know, I just kept telling myself, like, Katie girl, you did not gain all of this weight overnight. So it is okay for it to take a while for it to come off.
Like, did you ever have moments? Well, you're very honest on the group, but did you ever have times in your heart of hearts because you try to?
Sorry, it's a little brutally. A spaceship on the side of her head. She must have been having a menopause hot flash. She's got her hair in the spaceship. And so from my side, it was a spaceship. Maybe from Katie's side, it was normal. But
I did get hot. It's warm in here today. It's 70 something.
I'm not trying to rabble trail, but it really took me off guard when I looked at you.
Yeah, but anyway, did you have times where you're like, maybe I just give up. Maybe this is me. Maybe this is my queen weight. You know?
So there were definitely seasons. There was never a season when I was like, maybe Trim Healthy Mama just isn't working for me. Like that thought never entered my mind.
Why?
I like the fact that it didn't.
I know, but I want to know why it didn't. I mean, because it does for some people.
I had just already seen how great it made me feel. I had already experienced the health that it had given me. So it's like,
so you never mentioned in your head, maybe I should start keto, maybe I should do fasting or any of the extremes. Did the extremes start appealing to you?
Never. The extremes never came to me.
Mm.
That was, it just, I don't know, maybe I have like Serene's like, just like a roadblock.
Yeah. Can I just say something really quickly? Because it's a SAG. You know how I'm SAG, super analogy girl, and it just hit me. And you might give this a negative one on level of SAGs, but I feel it. I feel it.
I'm gonna rate it.
I'm here for
it. I feel like Trim Healthy Mama is not this Cinderella, like try and make the shoe fit, like squash it on. I feel like it's a shoe store. It's an umbrella. Ooh. Okay. And so it's all THM shoes, right?
Okay.
But inside are a bunch of different shoes and they fit at different times. Your feet grow, your feet change. Maybe your feet are going to go off and trek. No, your feet are going to go and do certain different things.
Oh, you were right there until your feet started growing.
I'm here for the feet.
That's too much cumin, okay? I put too much.
But my point being is, I saw the store and everything.
The store with all the shoes, but it could be different shoes. You might need to switch out and find a different pair. Yeah. It was so great before the feet started.
No, because sometimes people think Trim Healthy Mama is just a shoe like the TA, like the Pinterest
Cinderella
board.
Shoe. Yeah, so
like,
true.
This Pinterest board shoe does not fit me anymore. Slam, no, squash it on. No, it doesn't work. I'm going out of here.
Yeah, Shireen, I give it a B double plus. And the only reason it's not an A was because the feet started growing. And because I was so following along my mind, I saw everything. The store. I was walking in the store.
Hey, you win some, you lose
some. And then these feet just started growing in my head, like Pinocchio's nose.
No, I tried to mean that the feet take different journeys at different times, right?
That, I'm on board with that.
Yes.
Okay. I got that one.
You gotta know when to roll them and fall them a bit.
Les.
There we go.
She's totally got it. Yes, we did.
Serene picks up on where we are. That's Leslie said in the background.
Totally for like 2 years.
We went to LA and then Serene was like, totally, totally everything.
We went to an itchy, remember? And all I said was totally every time they get a question. Anyway, back to green dress, fitty green dress. What do you got to say?
I don't even remember.
I want to know. So it was a year.
Did I ever give up? Did I ever think like, man, maybe I should just keto or maybe I should just know that? That was never a part of my brain because, like I said, I really love carbs. Yeah. And I don't think I could ever... I watched a lot of friends really struggle with keto, struggle with loving life in keto. Mm. And I was already feeling sad and bloated and depressed. And so I was not about to put something else in my life that was going to make me more depressed and sad and missing foods. Trim Healthy Mama, you get to eat anything.
Because you are a food lover.
I'm telling you, I think about food a lot. Super.
I think that's why so many of us relate to you. Mm-hmm. Because food is so good. I'm not one of those people that forgets to eat a meal.
Some of
those people that forget to eat meals. I'm sorry, you're probably listening and bless. Bless to you.
Bless them.
I don't relate. I'm always thinking about my next meal. Snack. When I sit through the potty, it's all good because I get to go home and have a snack. That's my next thing.
Yes, you got to always
have
a next thing.
It's the delight of my life.
Yes.
So I never said no to Trim Healthy Mama, but I did struggle with a lot of like, well, maybe this is just going to be like, maybe this is just going to be what it's going to be like.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Maybe I'm just going to stay at this weight that was not a queen weight. Like at a dictator weight.
like right.
Not a healthy, good weight.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, you
for
know.
You, because you felt swollen and
everything
inflamed.
Was inflamed.
Yeah.
Everything was very.
Do you feel like the carbs now? Oh, you have to go on a little thyroid medication, right?
I do.
Yes.
I do.
And that's just replacing what your thyroid's not making.
Right,
but when you first went on it, it still didn't help you lose weight, did it?
Oh, my mercy, no. No,
so and that's said, what said. Uncle Eustace and all of those people.
Yeah, you know, old Great Aunt Geraldine, you know? I mean, she took it every day and she's still, you know,
bless
bad unhealthy.
Great Aunt Geraldine.
Know? But what do you think it was then? It was for your particular situation. It was upping the ease. And did you reduce some fats or was it just dairy? Or you still enjoy S meals, right?
So I do. Oh, I super love me an S meal. So I reduced a lot of dairy and then I reduced a lot of like the amounts of fats that were in an S meal. Like I felt like, well, if it's an S meal, 47 tablespoons of olive oil is completely acceptable to have with my roasted zucchini. Like, surely this is okay. Spoiler alert, it was not okay to do that. But really, like, upping my emails, working on eliminating as much dairy, initially all dairy. Like I said, now I got my Yuck Yums. Like maybe 4 times a week. And that's probably my only really like big source of dairy. I did go to the Aldi today and buy smoked Gouda.
Oh, yeah.
So
because you got to live
yourself.
A little. So, you know, that's what I do.
Yourself,
I'm intentional about my dairy and I will do some Gouda
and you,
cheese.
And
I'm
you
telling
do smart S. And it
I
sounds
do.
Like that's what
yeah,
fitty
it's
green
like, it's
does.
Almost like a lighter S.
Yeah.
Like a pure fats. And like maybe not 4 tablespoons of coconut oil to cook an egg.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Like maybe.
And not like 4 tablespoons of peanut butter on your
Oh, my mercy.
On your what? On your smoothie.
Yes.
Hey, but I do want to say, because we're 52 minutes in, but it feels like 22 minutes.
Oh, no, we should do a double.
But we'll see if Katie wants to bring something else. You she know, if you want to see,
I know I
do.
It.
Well, we can do a part two. Come on, we're going to do a part two. I do want to say, though, I love watching what you eat. I follow you, you know, on the app, because you're on the Journey app. And if you're wondering, okay, well, what? Maybe we can do a part two and we can get practical about what you eat. Let's do a part two. You can bring scriptures.
Yeah, I need to go to the pot tea.
And then we can get practical about what you eat.
I love it. Stay tuned, y'all, next week. Trim off the mama now with